Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. Death is like a nap. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Do you ask your parents a lot of questions? Did you know that asking questions is actually a good thing? That's how we learn as kids. But it's also important to understand that your parents can't answer every question. Sometimes a parent has to say, "I can't answer you now. Wait until I have more time." Or, "I just don't know the answer to that." Here's today's difficult question. What do I say to someone at a funeral when their loved one dies? What about a friend in school who loses a grandparent to death? How can you find the words? What should you say to yourself when death makes you cry? Don't believe everything you see in movies. People don't wander the earth when they die or cross over to the land of the dead and live there, so long as people remember them in the living world. That's just not true. The Bible tells us the truth today. The Apostle Paul says, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him." God tells you that death is asleep, and Jesus will one day wake us up from that nap. Do you know why? Because Jesus woke up. He took a 3-day nap after His death on Good Friday's cross and woke up early Easter morning. And guess what? He's never going to sleep again. So, don't be afraid to nod off at the end of your life. Jesus will gently wake you up in time so you won't be left behind to miss a thing. So the next time you're wondering what to say, don't overthink it. Say this: "We believe that Jesus died and rose." Remember what that means. It means that your grandpa, your mom, your friend, or anyone who died in Jesus isn't actually dead. They're taking a nap, and they are safe. Someday, Jesus will wake them up, and one day, He will bring us all to be with Him. We give thanks to God in prayer. Dear God, thank You for sending Jesus to die and rise so that I can have certainty that when I die, I will be in heaven. Please give me the simple words of truth and comfort to speak to others when they lose someone they love. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.